That's a cheery text for our Sunday morning here in Advent. That's one of those passages that I've heard others speak of as kind of a turn or burn passage. You know, those warnings, like, you better get your house in order because the axe is at the foot of the tree, friends. The fire is ready and hot. I think it's times when we encounter passages like this in our lectionary where it's good to have that pastoral reminder that we should be really cautious about grabbing isolated passages of Scripture and lifting them out of their context. Because when we do that, we can justify all kinds of outrageous interpretations of the Bible. And for me, this passage was really illuminated in a text study where a woman shared this perspective, said, you know, think about this analogy that John the Baptist uses with the threshing floor separating the wheat from the chaff, from the perspective of someone who's in, you know, the food industry, who's the harvester. The chaff is just that junk that gets in the way, that garbage that you're trying to clear out as quickly as possible, that is completely dismissible and disregardable because your entire focus is on that good fruit, the wheat, that you're trying to gather together. And for me, when I heard it in that light, this idea that the chaff, the bad trees, these symbols of things which are not of God's will, God's ways, it really highlighted for me that to hear this passage and to think that the message that God is giving us is that some people are the good fruit, some people are the good trees, and other folks are the bad trees. And so watch out which one you are, completely misses the message and ministry of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus continually in his ministry surprised and confounded his followers, expanding their expectations of who is beloved by God, of who is welcome at God's table. You know, and this is a message that isn't novel just to the Gospels, but is found throughout Scripture, that we hear in both the Old and in the New Testament about God's concern for those that society has written off and said are unworthy, those that the world has pushed to the side, has marginalized, has placed into these vulnerable situations. You know, God, from the very beginning, is described as creating all of humanity in the divine image of God. And so how can we look at any individual, any group of people, and say, well, those are clearly the bad trees that God cares absolutely nothing about? You know, even for us here today, as we might find ourselves considering who our own modern examples of those brood of vipers among us are, would be well reminded to reflect on Jesus' words about how there is much rejoicing in heaven when people reorient themselves to God's ways, and about how Christ's death and resurrection remind us that God is capable of bringing new life out of even the most hopeless of situations. No, friends, I think when we hear this passage this morning, when we hear John's warning, this urging to the people to repent, to be mindful of the bad trees, of the chaff that is destined for God's unquenchable fire, that what we're hearing is not John talking about sinners, but about sins. Not about people, but about the things in people's lives that are trash, that separate us from being in right, loving relationship with God or with the people around us. It's that junk that clouds up these relationships, the prejudice against others based off of their race or gender identity, the oppression or abuse for folks in vulnerable positions, the apathy for people who are experiencing poverty or homelessness or who are seeking refuge. These are the sins, the chaff, the bad trees that separate us from loving the people of this world as God desires us to. And these are the things that invoke that fire of God's unquenchable flame. And for any who have felt that sting of injustice, who have been caught in the forefront of systems or people in power who have taken advantage of that power and privilege, for any who have struggled to bring about a world that is more just and loving and compassionate, we know how hard it can be to endure, to persist, to carry on. But I think we hear this morning in this gospel from Matthew, in the words of John, that God endures, that the flames of God's desire for justice burn with unquenchable fire, that do not tire, that do not run out, that those bad trees which sprout up and spread their boughs over the orchards of our lives, God is a keen axe, ever ready to be brought to bear at the very root of those things which deny place and opportunity for the good fruits to spring up. Indeed, the Holy Spirit is like a wildfire that clears out the dead or rotting vegetation to allow new life to take root. And that Holy Spirit burns with desire to work its transformation and new life in each of us, in the communities that we are a part of. God longs for us to orient ourselves and the parts of our lives that we nourish and attend to and give our time and energy to be those things which bear forth the life-giving fruits of the Spirit, to bring forth in our lives an abundant harvest of the love that we have known through the person of Jesus Christ, that through us, through our words and our actions, Jesus might be seen in this world again and again and again by those who are watching for the arrival of the divine. So perhaps this morning, rather than hearing John's call for repentance as an invitation for only some, for those well place those chosen and not for those bad trees in our midst, might we instead hear this as a call for repentance for each of us? Not because we are worried that we are bad trees fearing the vengeance of a God who is poised to smite us, but because we know that each of us are both saint and sinner, restored by grace to right relationship with God, but still in this process of becoming more fully the people that God has made us to be. And so we are invited in this Advent season into this process of active expectation, cultivating within ourselves and our communities lives and relationships that bear the fruit of God's love, confident that as we do so, Jesus shows up again and again, revealing for ourselves and for others the divine image that we are made in, the character of God, the love, compassion, and justice that God is ever seeking to bring forth in this world. Thanks be to God. Amen.